You may have imagined that one day you'd have your own robot to clean your house or maybe do the laundry, but you probably didn't envision one removing your prostate or performing a hysterectomy. Today, hospitals across the state are performing robotic surgeries and even broadcasting them on the web.
Good evening and welcome. We are coming to you live from the state-of-the-art operating suites at St. Mary's Hospital.
They're using
in
Da Vinci,
Madison, Wisconsin,
a mammoth robot that has four 15-foot-long mechanical arms that each hold a sundry of small surgical tools. This sounds pretty surreal. Former patient Howard Landsman says that's because it is.
We've seen Edward Scissorhands, the movie, and this is, you know, in some ways it's just a micro version of that.
Landsman had his prostate removed by a robot last year, but not without the help of a surgeon. Dr. Brooke Johnson is a Dean Health urologist who performs robotic surgeries. During robotic operations, Johnson sits at a console, basically driving the robot, directing its each and every move.
In the robot, if I twist my hand 90 degrees, the instrument inside the patient turns 90 degrees. And if I open my fingers, the forceps open. And when I close them, they close.
Dr. Johnson says the main advantage of using the Da Vinci for some surgeries is the amount of dexterity the robot provides. Also, the attached camera gives surgeons a much better view. For patients, the real bonus of robotic-assisted surgery is a much quicker recovery. Because the robot's tools are so tiny that incisions just millimeters to a centimeter in length are made. But Da Vinci isn't the only robot making its mark in hospitals in the state.
Dan doesn't have a pulse. Somebody activate the emergency response system.
At UW Hospital in Madison, a life is being saved. A robotic life. Remember Annie? She's the mannequin you may have learned CPR on. Well, Annie's evolved. The latest teaching tool is iStan. iStan has moving pupils, breath sounds, and cardiac rhythms. UW's Eric Bauman says iStan represents a whole new generation of education.
When these guys say, I'm going to give a drug, let's say epinephrine, the mannequin or the model Stan, all his physiologic parameters will respond to giving that medication. So in a sense, it's as real as you can get without having a real patient on the table.
While iStan feigns ill for instructional purposes upstairs, downstairs the hospital's pharmacist is hard at work. Meet Robot RX. If you're a patient at UW Hospital, it's pretty likely that this giant robot is filling your prescription. Using barcode technology, Robot RX glides back and forth in a small room that's basically a pharmacy, selecting all the patient's pills and assembling for delivery. UW pharmacist Brad Ludwig says Robot RX is fast, efficient, and board certified.
With robot dispensing, a pharmacist does not have to check the final product. The robot is 99.999% accurate. It's more accurate than a pharmacist.
And that accuracy and efficiency is providing robots with something many of us lack, job security. And as the medical profession continues to develop, adapt, and expand their use, just maybe one day the robot won't seem so futuristic after all. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dumbo already got told, Mr. Roboto, Dumbo. Dumbo.